keep listening to these CDs to keep you inspired, because you'll hear different things on different levels each time, right? We used to call it Car University. Great way to learn stuff, right? So when you're ready, you've been working with your sponsor, you've been building your list, you've been listening to the CDs, you've been building your dream, okay? Why am I doing this? You've been knowing that it's possible. So when you're ready, you're going to hand off 100 CDs. You're going to augment that by emailing people the links. And what I will say is it's good to do 100 as fast as you can. Just get them out there, because you'll probably immediately get some good response. And, you know, if you've psyched yourself up properly, then getting them off fast makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Do you say anything else to them? Like, get back with me if you like this, or I'll call you? What's next?
Yeah. You definitely should have your contact information on the CD, right? And a great way to do that is to say, you know, I will pick it up in a couple of days, if that's okay with you. How about I'll get it from you Friday? If it's a stranger in the 7-Eleven and you don't feel like keeping contact, that's fine, you know? Just say, listen, when you're done with this, if this is not of interest to you, just leave it on the counter so someone else can find it, okay? Or pass this along to somebody you know. So keep them going. That's a great way to do it. I want you to know that your best prospects are probably not your family and friends. Okay. A lot of people,
a lot of people
get booted out of the business as soon as they start, because they go to their 10 closest people who all say, what are you, crazy? That'll never work. So maybe you should save them for last. Save them for the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mom, if Mom doesn't support me, no one will.
Yeah, your best prospects are people you don't know who go on your imaginary list. So as you're going through life and you're making your list up, you know, you see a guy in a store, you know, that guy, he owns his own business. Maybe he needs a way to retire. Self-employed people really, really need this, because a lot of self-employed people do not have a 401k. I mean, right? Wouldn't you say? And yet self-employed people are very, very motivated to make money. So you're making this list, this imaginary list, and you're looking for people who are looking for you. And save your family and friends for later. Don't even tell them about it until later. Is that a good idea?
That's an excellent idea.